We present Just a Gypsy by Ian Cullen, with Sean Barrett as Johnny, Caroline Gruber as Sally Forbes, and Bernadette O'Brien as Mary. Just a Gypsy.
Noise, Paddy, for the love of... So what is the joke?
For the love of Mike. Is that what you're about to say, Michael? For the love of
Mike. All right, very funny. Be more careful with them doors.
I guess I don't know my own strength.
Well, you'll need all your strength before the night is out. And will you turn off them headlamps?
Sorry, Michael.
That's better. Don't want the neighbours getting curious.
Are you sure it's the right house?
Well, sure, I'm sure. Old Grove Farm.
And you say it's abandoned?
It's been empty for months. You see nothing but rats and maybe a few cockroaches.
I can't abide rats.
I'm telling you, this place is a gold mine.
Have they cut off the gas and the electric?
Eh? There's no water, neither.
Then it must be abandoned, like you say.
Now, is you coming or not?
Sorry, Michael. What in the devil's name was that?
Screech Owl has found himself supper, that's all. Will you take a grip on yourself, Paddy?
Well, I have always been scared of the dark.
You're scared of too many things altogether. Shh. Now what?
Quick, down behind the van.
Homes to go to.
I don't think they saw nothing.
Well, if they had, they would have stopped. Right, let's go.
How do we get inside the house?
I fixed all that this afternoon.
Are the windows boarded up?
Yes, but the wood is rotten. Now, will you stop asking questions and follow me?
They didn't have any fish ready.
So what's that you've got?
Curried chips.
Oh, you're pulling my leg.
Straight up.
Curried chips?
What's wrong?
You'd do better in the Nick canteen.
Nah, I hate eating at the Nick.
What?
All them uniforms make me nervous.
Unit 474, will you please report your exact position? Over. Please proceed to the Golden Dragon Chinese Fish and Chip Emporium in the High Street. Some kind of a disturbance. Investigate and report. Out.
I bet they don't sell curry chips.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Far too upmarket.
Well, they do a lovely chip chop suey.
Oh, then that explains the disturbance.
Anyway, I like curry chips.
The sooner you get yourself married, the better.
Unit 439, position please.
Here we go. This is 439, love. We're in Marsden Road and approaching the Cranley Hall Junction.
Then you're close to Old Grove Farm.
We passed there not 2 minutes since. Can you give a description, love?
A white Bedford Transit van, number Sierra Victor X-Ray 876 Mike.
It was parked there when we drove past.
We're running a trace on the computer now. Stand by for further information. Meanwhile, request that you investigate.
I bet it's some poor bloke trying to chat up his best friend's wife.
A similar vehicle was observed at the same location during the course of the afternoon.
Must be the same one. Some blokes can never get enough.
Will you belt up and drive?
Jeez! These floorboards is rotten. Bring the light over here.
Oh, didn't I tell you I can't stand rats?
They're not too keen on you, neither.
Yeah. This must have been the kitchen.
Now... You see them pipes running round the top of the walls?
Are they lead, Michael?
Worth a small fortune.
How can you tell?
I checked this afternoon, stupid.
Will you stop calling me stupid?
Hey, now come here. The stove here is solid iron.
It must weigh at least half a ton.
Yeah, well, we'll start with the lead piping.
Right. So, how do I get up there?
You climb onto the draining board.
Is it safe?
I was up there myself a few hours ago.
Yeah. Hold the torch, will you?
Right.
I'm dead scared of heights.
At least you'll be safe from the rats. Yeah, be more careful.
What a daft place to leave a milk bottle.
Right, I'll try and get this old stove away from the wall.
Mind your head, Michael!
Hey,
sorry.
Look, just come down and give me a hand, Paddy. We'll sort the rest of them pipes later.
Whatever you say, Michael.
It's a flaming death trap. The tyres haven't smelt rubber in a decade and the engine's held together with string. Could it have been stolen? Nobody would be that daft.
Control to 439, over.
Go ahead, Control.
According to records, White Bedford, Sierra Victor X-ray 876 Mike was scrapped 4 years ago.
Then we found a ghost. We'll take a look around, over and out.
Who in the world would have the bottle to run a scrapper?
I'll give you one guess.
Kids?
Try again.
Jeepers.
Bang on. I bet it's that lot camped under the motorway at Junction 12.
Yeah, do you reckon there's jeepers inside the house?
Well, no, once we take a look.
Yeah, what about calling for some backup?
Ah, do me a favour.
I reckon we should do it by the book.
It's not like you to be chicken.
I'd sooner be a live coward than a dead hero.
Ah, rubbish.
OK. But just you remember.
Remember what?
If there's any trouble, this was your party.
Sir, be my guest.
How many?
Are you still chicken?
Cautious. There's a limit to how many people I can spread out and surround all by myself.
You can see where they've ripped away the boards to gain access. We'll have them for breaking and entering, if nothing else.
They've gone very quiet.
Yeah. Maybe they heard us.
Yeah, someone's coming.
Carry on ripping out them pipes, Paddy. I'll not be two ticks.
Hold it, mister. Hold it right there.
We're
police officers.
It's a flaming gaffer.
I said don't move.
What's going on, Paddy?
You hang on this one,
Paddy.
Run. I'll get around the other side.
Right, watch yourself.
Now then.
All right, son. No need to break my arm.
That's you come down.
How in the world did you get onto us? Was it you that drove past a while back?
I'll ask the questions. Come on, nice and easy.
Oh. Is everything okay, Alan?
Yeah, it's as black as pitch in here. They could be anywhere or nowhere.
I'll keep looking.
So, what's your name?
Well, that's for me to know and for you to find out.
How many of you were in the house?
We were simply taking a little look around. Is it a crime to be curious?
How many is we?
I don't remember.
Why were you here this afternoon?
Have you been waiting for us all this time?
That's for me to know.
For me to find out.
How many of you?
Well, if you've been watching all the while, then you'd know there was just the two of us.
We know now. You okay in there, Alan?
This is a waste of time.
Yeah, there's just one other. Answers to the name Paddy.
He's not a dog.
All right, we've had it. We'll not see him for dust. We'll pick him up tomorrow once we've had a bit of a chat with Chummy here.
How did you get inside?
The front door. All it took was one good chap.
Yeah, could this bloke Paddy have gone out the same way?
Maybe.
Grease lightning, that's Paddy.
Well, it's a good thing I took these out of the ignition. Unless Paddy carries a spare set of keys, their van's not going anywhere tonight.
Now, look, you boys is making a terrible mistake.
Yeah, you can tell us all about it at the station.
No, I'm innocent.
Come on, move.
We were just taking a look around, I tell you. I had the both of you for wrongful arrest. You can't prove anything.
For the last time, Michael, Paddy who?
Paddy no one.
But definitely Paddy.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
that I was in that place alone.
Michael, we heard you talking to Paddy.
I was looking for somewhere to have a quiet kip.
Using a cast iron kitchen range for a pillow.
I know nothing about that.
It's covered in your fingerprints.
I never touched them lead pipes, neither.
So who said anything about lead pipes?
And there can't be no fingerprints. It was both of us wearing gloves.
Ah.
Both of you?
Oh, now you're getting me all confused.
Oh, come in, Sarge. Any joy from the CRO?
That's quite a villain you two have landed.
What? Michael?
Heavy stuff.
Is Michael his real name?
Michael James O'Leary. Born Belfast, August 1931.
So what's his story?
I'm telling you, he's a real hard case. He's been done twice for possession.
Firearms?
First arrested in Dublin, 1952. Dublin again in 58. Then he did 3 months in the Scrubs, GBH. And drew a 2-year stretch in 1970 for assault.
Still carrying his shooter?
No, it seems he'd learned his lesson. He may do with a broken beer bottle.
It was all a misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah?
Look, Danny Scorer, the chap that got cut. He was a good friend.
He still needed 28 stitches.
Anything since then?
Not until tonight's little escapade.
What about 9 associates?
Oh, plenty of Micks, O'Gormans and O'Reillys. No Paddy. At least, not listed as that.
So, Michael, no shotgun tonight?
Are you complaining, Brown?
I've not seen a shooter in years.
So you say.
It's the truth!
Perhaps Michael's mellowed a little, eh, Michael? Learned a bit of sense.
I try to keep out of trouble.
Oh, not hard enough.
Has he given you the other fella's name yet?
What other fella would you mean, Sergeant?
He means Paddy.
Never heard of it.
Look, Sarge, there were two of them at least. He's admitted that much already.
I said no such thing.
Michael, with your record, you'd be wise to cooperate.
I am cooperating.
You think it over. Turner, Brown, outside. Now then, you two, what's the game?
How do you mean?
You had O'Leary and his oppo bang to rights.
We didn't know that at the time.
You should have called for backup.
It could have been a false alarm.
I'm sick and tired of you cowboys galloping off along the glory trail.
Oh, that's not fair, sir.
I'll decide what's fair, laddie.
What have we done wrong?
Well, for one thing, you've let some villain slip clean through your fingers.
You can't blame us for that.
So who else was there?
Look, Sarge, all we had was a parked van and an empty house.
Suppose Chummy had been carrying. You could have got your damn fool heads blown clean off.
He wasn't, and we didn't. What's the harm?
Next time, you might not be so lucky. Now, let's go back in there and see what we can get out of him.
For the love of God, how many times must I tell you?
So you insist that you were alone on the job?
What job?
Then you must have been the driver of the van.
What van?
Oh, come on, Michael. The white Bedford that you left parked in the lay-by outside the house.
What about it?
It's not taxed.
Oh, big deal.
In fact, it's not even registered.
No MOT?
Or ball tyre?
So what does all that have to do with me?
You'll find out in court.
Then they'll be breaking and entering.
Willful trespass with intent.
Damage to property.
Theft.
What exactly was stolen?
We'll think of something.
We're going to take your statement, Michael, and then lock you away for the night.
But I'm innocent.
You can tell that to the magistrate.
And when you two have finished, you report to me. Understood?
Well, if you ask me, you two lads are in trouble.
So who's asking?
But we're going to throw the book at you, Michael. Now talk.
What do you mean, talk?
Tell us your story. Bob here will write it all down, word for word, then we read it back to you and you sign it. Is that clear?
And it may be used in evidence.
So, where do you want me to start?
How about I, Michael James O'Leary?
Look, before I say anything...
Now what?
I want to speak to my solicitor.
Oh, what?
Did I say something funny?
Anyway, it's been taken out of my hands. Inspector Willis wants a word.
Do you mean with us?
Yes, Brown, that is what I mean.
Why is he so interested?
All I know is he's far from happy.
Oh, the last thing we want is Willis on the warpath.
He thinks someone slipped up somewhere.
Oh, that's not fair.
The whole thing was handed to you on a plate.
And we caught O'Leary.
Can you prove that he ever drove that van?
Well, not without fingerprints, no.
Can you prove that he actually forced an entry?
He admits it, sir.
Can you prove intent to steal?
We've got his statement.
He admits everything.
Let's hope he doesn't have a change of heart.
Even then.
Then it would be his word against yours.
So believe him, he's just a...
What were you going to say, laddie? Just a gipple?
Did you ever hear of one telling the truth?
O'Leary is guilty.
Take my tip, Turner. Go out now and look for the one that got away.
We don't even have his full name.
He won't have gone far.
We're off duty.
Then clock up a bit of overtime.
We don't know what he looks like.
Somebody must have seen that Bedford van.
Yeah, maybe, but they won't tell us.
We'd be wasting our time.
Suit yourselves. The inspector wants you both in his office at 4 o'clock sharp.
What makes this one so special?
Politics.
Politics? One lousy little dealie.
The local council want to close down Junction 12. We've had too many complaints.
But them jippos have been there for as long as I can remember.
Exactly.
We'd need a court order.
Now you're beginning to get the picture.
Oh, you mean it might help if we could nick someone from off the site?
So long as you make it stick.
Is that what they call politics nowadays?
Where you're concerned, laddie, it's called survival.
Okay, Sarge. Point taken.
Good. Here's a list of the pubs the itinerants are known to frequent. And I'd suggest that you find this Paddy before you see the inspector.
I'd still like to know one thing.
What's up, Brown?
When are we supposed to get some kip?
Paddy! Paddy Sullivan, how often must you be told? Will you turn around and listen when I'm yelling at you?
Why don't you bounce up, woman?
How many times must we ask you not to burn up the rubbish when the wind is in the wrong direction?
Well, time to wait for the right wind before starting work with all of us staff.
It's better we starve than choke to death inside our old trailers.
Sheila Flaherty, you're nothing but an old bag of wind yourself.
Will you look at that smoke?
Will you mind your own damn business?
My lungs are my business.
One thing's certain, there's nothing the matter with your lungs. You have the bellows of a bull.
Oh, I'm warning you, Paddy, for the last time.
And stop calling me Paddy.
Are you ashamed of being Irish?
No, I'm not. Not a bit. But my name is John Sullivan. Johnny to my friends, of which you are not one.
Ach, you Dublin takers are all alike.
For the last time.
Have you not thought at all for decent families?
This is the day that you and your family turn decent is the day we all pray for.
If my husband were here...
If he was here, you'd be where you belong, inside your own trailer and minding your own damn business.
Johnny! Let's say what you've done.
John Sullivan, Sheila Flaherty, when in the name of all that's holy will you two stop tearing at one another?
I've given this husband of yours a piece of my mind.
To make sure it's a piece you can spare.
It's the smoke again, Mary.
People have been complaining, John.
Oh, now, don't you start.
That babby that Mary's carrying will be poisoned before it ever draws breath.
There is black smoke in the trailer.
I'd halfway across the county.
And will you look? That's a police car.
What did I tell you? Flame and gaffers.
Tell them someone started the fire and then left.
I'll back you up, Paddy.
We'll say no such thing.
Then you'll get done for sure.
There's no law against burning rubbish.
Tell that to the magistrate.
Mary, get yourself into the trailer.
I'm stopping here.
The woman, do as you're told. Don't want you getting upset.
That's an awful lot of smoke, mister.
I warned him there'd be trouble.
What's going on?
I'm burning off some rubbish.
I've told Paddy. I've told him again and again.
He looks like an old car to me.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been there for months.
It's a flaming eyesore, that's what.
And dangerous for the kiddies.
Oh, you'll be saying next that you're performing a public service.
Hey, oh, there's money in it. You burn off the plastic and other stuff and get left with the bare metal.
Do you deal in scrap metal?
Sometimes. It depends.
Depends on what?
On how things are.
So, tell us how things are.
Pretty quiet.
Not much work around, eh?
Not round here, anyway.
Are you not after Paddy because of the smoke?
Sheila.
Is your name Paddy?
No, it is not.
Well, that's what she just said.
Yeah, what does my name have to do with anything?
His name is John. John Sullivan.
Then why did she call him Paddy?
She does that to annoy me.
Do you know Michael O'Leary?
Michael who?
Michael James O'Leary.
Ah, the name maybe does ring a bell.
He drives a clapped out old Bedford.
White.
Why are the interest?
Just answer the question.
When did you last see O'Leary?
That depends.
Do you have a trailer here?
Yeah.
I think we'd best step inside.
I know Michael O'Leary from way back.
Did you know him well?
Well enough to know that he can turn nasty when he's in trench.
Where were you last night, Paddy?
My name is John.
She called you Paddy.
That's just Sheila's little joke.
You haven't answered my question.
He was here.
I never left the site.
He was working on the truck all evening.
And that's the solemn truth, mister.
Who are you? A neighbour?
Sheila what?
Sheila Flaherty.
Are you married, Sheila?
What's that to you?
Where's your old man?
I went south for the hot pick.
What? And left you behind on your own?
I've got 9 kids.
Where is he exactly?
You can't pin anything on him.
You'd be amazed what we can do.
So mind your own business.
Johnny never left the site all yesterday.
You would say that, love, wouldn't you?
We've a dozen witnesses.
In that case, you've no need to worry.
We'd like you to come with us, Mr. Sullivan.
Well, what do you want me for?
To help us with our inquiries.
Just a few questions.
Why can't you ask them here?
It'll be better down at the station.
We need a full statement.
But I'm telling you, I know nothing about this Michael O'Leary.
Johnny, don't trust them. Stay here.
Come on, Paddy.
His name is Johnny.
Sheila, will you look after Mary till I get back?
Bloody gaffers! Can't you let people alone?
Mary, get my jacket.
Now you're being sensible.
Just a few questions.
And the rest of your pockets.
Hey, guess what, Sarge?
So tell me.
His driving license is clean.
And the insurance?
Everything's in order.
No, that's a shame.
Shut up, Brown.
What are all these keys for, Paddy?
I work with cars.
What sort of work?
Not thieving them, if that's what you mean.
Who said anything about thieving?
All I asked was, why all the keys?
Over the years, I've sort of collected them.
The question was why?
No reason.
Paddy, we're going to need better answers than that.
All right, Turner.
Oh, Sarge.
Interview room.
This way, Paddy.
Well, can you not tell me why I'm here?
Brown, get Mr. Sullivan's possessions listed and signed for, then into the safe.
Right, Sarge.
Let's go, Paddy.
Yeah, well, my wife, Mary, she's a babby due any time. She'll be worried, Hacker.
Come on.
It's £15 in notes. 82 pence change. 3 Yale keys. 2 Mortis keys. A bunch of keys. And 3 loose ignition keys.
Yeah, certainly likes keys.
Should they be listed separately?
If they look interesting. And make a note of the serial numbers.
Small screwdriver, a St. Patrick Lucky Charm.
Here's his wallet.
Yeah, I'll go through it, Sarge.
And make sure he signs a receipt.
If he knows how to write his name.
If he doesn't, he can make his mark.
Right. So, what do you reckon, Sarge?
If you can tie Sullivan in with O'Leary...
Yeah, that may not be easy.
Or with Old Grove Farm, or even with the White Bedford.
Would that be enough?
Make the connection stick, and you can tell Inspector Willis for me that you've done a good job.
So how much longer?
I'd say that was up to you, Paddy.
I wish you'd call me Johnny.
Why do you want to make things harder?
What things?
I mean, we're not exactly talking about the great train robbery.
I'm not a thief.
Just admit to being inside Old Grove Farm last night and we can all go home.
I've never heard of Old Grove Farm.
Suit yourself.
So, this is where you're both hiding.
You've taken me long enough.
It's a long list. Can you write your name, Paddy?
I'm not a scholar.
No, not to worry. Just make your mark here at the bottom of the sheet. Have you got a pen, Alan?
What is this?
It's just a list of everything that we found in your pockets. Shall I read it out to you?
Oh, don't bother.
Here's a pen.
Can I go now?
Not quite yet.
I keep telling you. How many times? I was never near this place. I've got witnesses.
And we have Michael O'Leary.
Well, he's lying.
Well, Michael doesn't say that you were there, Paddy.
Well, you told me that he had.
On the other hand, he doesn't say that you weren't there.
And we do have the fingerprints.
Well, not mine, you don't.
And the key.
What key?
An ignition key, Paddy. Serial number 80125.
Well, that means nothing to me.
It's the key to a White Bedford transit van found parked outside Old Grove Farm.
What do I need to know all this?
We found the key among your possessions, Paddy.
Would you tell us how it came to be in your pocket?
Because you planted it there, that's how.
And now you're being stupid.
You signed for it, Paddy. All the keys have been listed, and there's your mark.
You know I can't read.
Where were you last night between 11 p.m. and midnight?
We know where you were, Paddy.
Ripping off Old Grove Farm.
I'm not guilty.
Everybody's guilty of something, Paddy.
It's a well-known fact.
I'm not a thief.
All right. We'll forget about thieving. Just admit that you were there.
It's not such a big deal, Paddy.
Well, most likely you'll be let off with a caution, provided you cooperate.
And tell the truth.
I am telling you the truth.
All right, have it your own way.
On your feet, Paddy.
What? You may find that things look a bit different by morning.
Do you mean I can go home then?
Hardly, old son.
What you need is peace and quiet. Time to think.
Think about what?
Michael James O'Leary, you have admitted breaking into the house known as Old Grove Farm, and that you did so with the intention of stealing lead and other metal fittings. However, you have expressed remorse to the court and appear to be genuinely contrite. Despite your past record, I am not sending you to prison. Instead, I fine you £25 and order you to pay a token £20 towards the prosecution costs.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
John Sullivan, as you have decided to plead not guilty, I am not able to dispose of your case today. You will be appointed a solicitor to help you prepare your defence. I hope for your sake that you will benefit from some proper advice.
On your feet, Sullivan.
What's happening?
You have a visitor.
Is it Mary?
I've never heard of no Mary.
Well, my wife, Mary.
It's Miss Forbes.
I don't know anyone called Forbes.
Miss Sally Forbes.
Can I come in now, Sergeant?
And mind you keep a civil tongue in your head.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sullivan.
Who are you?
I'm a solicitor.
Excuse me, miss.
Well, what do you want?
Actually, I'm here to help.
Do you want me to stay, miss?
No, thank you, Sergeant.
Some of these people can't be trusted.
I'll make sure that Mr. Sullivan doesn't escape.
That's not what I...
Sergeant, I want to be alone with my client.
Very well, miss. I'll be outside the door.
I can't afford a solicitor.
You're entitled to one, just the same.
How much will it cost?
If you get off, perhaps nothing. If you're found guilty... Well, you heard what happened to your friend O'Leary.
He's no friend of mine.
A token £20 towards the prosecution costs.
Why you?
I was in court on another matter.
Were you ordered to take on my case?
Well, I was asked.
But did they give you a choice?
Mr. Sullivan, I promise you that I'm not here against my will.
Well, that's all right, then.
Shall we sit down?
Suppose you're used to all this?
I take it you're not.
I've never been in court in my life.
I'd call that encouraging.
Oh, is it all right to smoke?
They've put an ashtray on the table.
Oh, will you, miss?
No, thanks, I don't. But you go ahead. Now, Mr. Sullivan.
Sooner you call me Johnny.
Thank you.
It's more friendly.
My fee and expenses will be taken care of through legal aid.
What exactly is that?
It means that the money is taken from public funds.
Like charity?
No. You have a legal right to a proper defence.
Is that what the law says?
Yes. I don't want you worrying about money.
I stop worrying when I'm out of this place.
The police prosecutor was adamant about that. He said release a traveller on bail and he'll travel.
Where does that leave me?
Remanded in custody until your next court appearance 4 weeks from today.
Jeez, I can't stay locked up all that time.
I'm afraid you've no choice.
But I've done nothing wrong.
Those two police officers...
I'd never heard of Old Grove Farm till yesterday.
You claim that they've made a mistake.
A mistake? Nothing. They're both lying in their teeth.
That's a rather serious allegation, Mr. Sullivan.
What them bastards is doing to me is serious, miss.
What kind of vehicle do you drive?
A Ford pickup. Ask anyone.
What do you do for a living?
Anything that comes to hand. Tarmacking. Maybe helping with the house move. Garden, fruit picking. But for the most part, I repair other people's motors.
So this key, serial number 80125...
They put that key into my pocket.
This is a copy of the list they made last night. I understand that you saw the list.
They showed it me, yeah.
And this is your mark.
Yeah, I made me mark.
Did they read out the list before you signed?
No, miss.
Did they offer?
Well, yeah, they offered, but...
That's a shame. I hope they might have slipped up there.
Well, if they'd read me the list, it would have made no difference. A key is a key. Whoever looks at the number.
In this case, it could be important.
I never worked on that farm in my life.
Can you prove that?
Well, I don't keep records, if that's what you mean.
You're saying that two police officers fabricated a case against you and then manufactured evidence and lied to a magistrate's court.
That's what happened.
It's a dangerous line for the defence.
Can't help that, miss. That's what happened.
Tell me, Could there be other keys with the same serial number?
Hundreds, I expect. Even thousands.
So this particular key being in your pocket could be just a coincidence?
You'd not even get me to believe that.
No, and nor would a jury. I've asked for your case to be dealt with in the magistrate's court.
I'll do what you think best, miss.
Good. I'd prefer to avoid Crown Court.
Might I know why?
Juries can be unpredictable. We'd also have to wait longer. Maybe months.
It's unbelievable, miss. I was home all that night. I've got witnesses.
And they'll be called to give evidence. But it will be their word against that of the police.
Excuse me, miss.
What is it, Sergeant?
I thought you might both fancy a cuppa.
That's very considerate, Sergeant.
I took the liberty. It's all here.
Thank you.
Will you be needing him much longer? The prison transport is waiting.
I won't be long now.
Very good, miss.
Do you take sugar?
Three, please.
So do I. My secret vice. Here.
Thanks.
How many children do you have, Johnny?
Five. One on the way.
Do you live in a caravan?
You're calling me Johnny.
You said that I could.
Well, what happened to Mr. Sullivan?
Let's just say that I've made up my mind.
You'll handle my case.
I'll do my best. Do you live in a caravan?
In a trailer, yeah.
Do you have any savings?
We've a pound or two put by.
What I mean is, will the family be all right while you're away?
How can they be all right? Mary's not fit to work and the babbies are too young. They can't even work the doors.
Work the doors?
Begging, miss. Or maybe selling door to door. Clothes pegs, lucky charms and heather. Maybe tell a few fortunes.
Do you approve of that kind of thing?
I'd sooner work for a living.
Why didn't we change your plea to guilty?
Oh, now, don't you start...
Well, calm down, Johnny. All I'm trying to do is get you out of here as soon as possible.
I not say that I did something when I didn't. It's not fair to ask.
All right, Johnny.
I'm innocent.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Sullivan. You've come to the wrong place.
Where would he have been taken?
He should have had a letter about that.
So that said, show a Murray. It came this morning.
Aye, that looks like the one. Well, it's not been opened.
A policeman brought it to the site.
When did you last see Miss Forbes?
The day before yesterday.
The same day they put Paddy away.
In the afternoon. She came out to the site.
Well, she'll know what's going on.
Well, will they have told her where to find Johnny?
I expect that's what this letter's all about.
Hurricane, raid.
Well, what about you?
Since when did I need to be a scholar?
Is there no one out at Junction 12 who can read?
It's none of their damn business.
Do you want me to read it for you, Mrs. Sullivan?
Please. Look, Mary. It's there. Them two gaffers who took Paddy away.
Turner. Brown. Over here.
What's up, Sarge?
According to this notification, Mrs. Sullivan, your husband's been moved to Walton for the period of his remand.
Walton? Where the hell is Walton?
It's a prison.
But where?
Right over the other side of the country, Mrs. Flaherty.
Liverpool.
Liverpool? Then, well, how do I get to see my husband?
Well, it's a long journey.
Still, I'm told you people enjoy travelling.
Shut up, Turner.
Sorry, Sarge.
It'll kill Johnny.
I doubt that, Mrs. Sullivan.
To be fastened in like some kind of an animal.
People don't die so easily.
He's never in his life slept anywhere but in a trailer.
Oh, come away, Murray.
Mrs. Sullivan, why not have a word with that Miss Forbes?
What can she do?
She'll have to see your husband, Mrs. Sullivan, to prepare for his defence.
Yeah, she'll tell you about visiting times.
She can maybe fix you up with a travel warrant from the Social Security.
How do we find her?
What's wrong with the phone book?
Thunder.
Now, what have I done?
Mrs. Sullivan can't read.
Oh, sorry.
Get her the address and number, Turner.
But I'm just off duty.
In that case, you can run Mrs. Sullivan and her friend back to Junction 12.
Oh, come off.
Do as you're told. Here's your letter, Mrs. Sullivan. I try not to worry. Miss Forbes will know exactly what needs to be done.
Thank you.
Come on, then.
Don't forget to dig out that number and address.
Consider it done, Sarge.
Excuse me.
Help yourself.
Do you mind if I join you?
Oh. I knew when I woke up that this was my lucky day.
Thank you. It is Mr. O'Leary, isn't it?
So who wants to know?
I thought you might remember.
How do you know my name?
I was in court the other day.
What do you want with me?
May I buy you a drink?
Oh, well, no, that depends.
On what?
What do you want in return?
I'm curious.
You only drink it orange juice.
When I talk to a man as sharp as you, Michael, I like to keep my mind clear.
Well, now, I don't mind if you call me Michael.
See what I mean? Sharp as a razor.
If I let you buy me a drink...
Yes?
What'll it cost me?
Only a word of truth.
Oh, that's a high price to pay for just one drink.
I agree.
I need to know who you are.
My name is Sally Forbes.
And?
I'm a solicitor. I represent John Sullivan.
So that's it.
John is in trouble.
Yeah, he's a fool to himself.
You know that he's innocent.
I never told the gaffers it was Johnny. They thought that up all by themselves.
But you chose not to disabuse them.
I chose what?
You didn't point out their mistake.
Ah, what'd be the good?
It might have helped Johnny.
Are you really so naive?
What do you mean?
Nothing and nobody can save John Sullivan.
The police have made a mistake.
And you think they'll admit it?
They might if you appear as a witness on Johnny's behalf.
But me? Stand in the witness box.
Tell the court what happened that night.
And be asked all kinds of questions.
On the other hand, if you sign a sworn statement, you may never be called into court.
Oh, is that a promise?
I can't give you any kind of guarantee, but I can say that...
If I say it wasn't Sullivan, they'll be after making me tell them who it was.
You don't have to tell them anything.
If I did grass, I'd be a dead man.
Just tell them the truth about Johnny.
If I do, what's in it for me?
The knowledge that you've done what's right.
I can't pay me fine with that.
Not quite
and
sure.
I've no money.
I'll ask the court to give you time to pay.
You're asking me to walk right into their hands.
I'm asking you to tell the truth.
Look, give me the money for the fine and the cost, then you might have a deal.
Are you serious?
A man has to make his own luck in this world.
What about Johnny's luck?
Yeah, tell him to plead guilty.
He won't.
Yeah, the more fool him.
Did you make a deal with the police?
What kind of deal?
Motoring offences were all dropped.
Nah, I couldn't prove it was my motor.
I think you made a deal.
I'll make a deal with you.
I can't give you money and then call you as a witness.
Who'd ever know?
They might ask you in court.
Nah, but then I'd lie.
That would be perjury.
Look, miss, I'm a gippo. No one believes a word we say. It's a truth has no meaning.
I'm not that cynical.
I'll tell the truth. For 50 pounds.
And I'm telling you that's not possible.
And then Sullivan will have to take what's coming.
Goodbye, Mr. O'Leary.
Oh, so what happened to Michael? And you promised me a drink.
Sorry, I've changed my mind.
I'll stay if you like, Reverend.
No, there's no need.
This thought can be very odd. Unpredictable.
I don't think I'll be in any danger.
Well, sing out if you change your mind.
Good morning, Johnny. I am back again, the proverbial bad penny, eh? Johnny, you'll have to speak sometime. It just won't do. You've not said a single word to anyone since you arrived here. What are you trying to prove? I'm the chaplain. All I want to do is to help. Do you mind if I sit down? They told me when I took this job that I'd need to have an extra strong faith. That's nonsense. What it really takes is a good strong pair of feet. There, that's better. Now, Johnny, I spoke with your solicitor this morning. A nice girl, very sincere. I'd say that you're in good hands.
Did she say anything about my wife?
Well, no.
Did she tell you anything about Mary?
So you do have a voice.
Is Mary all right?
I can't tell you how much I hate one-sided conversation. Your wife is just fine, Johnny. As soon as they can sort out a travel warrant...
I don't want her coming here.
Well, she wants to see you, Johnny.
You tell her she's not to come.
She has a right.
She'll do as she's told.
Believe me, Johnny, the best
I'm
thing...
I'm telling you what's best.
We can't force her to stay away.
Can you get me out of this place?
I'm afraid that's not possible.
I'm innocent. I've done nothing.
Sometimes I think that's all I ever hear. Nobody on remand is ever killed.
I must get home to my family.
It's less than a month to your trial.
I've got to get out and get into the air.
Now, be patient.
You'll have to see Mary.
But you've just said...
Well, I want to see her, but not like this.
Now, you're not making sense.
Have they enough to eat?
Well, nobody starves, Johnny, not in this day and age.
That's all you know.
They'll be looked after.
Mary can't even write her name.
She can talk, though. She only has to ask if she needs help.
That's cool. The gaffers.
Johnny, try not to be bitter.
You bet your life I'm bitter.
Everyone is doing their best.
They'll make a move on next.
Who is this mysterious they?
They'll make Mary and the babbies move on. It's the way they always work.
There you go again. They.
Once they get their hooks in, they never let go.
You people don't...
You should know. You're one of them.
Johnny, I'm on your side.
Then tell me why I'm here.
Johnny, I want to help. Now, tell me your side of things. I promise I'll listen.
Then what?
Well, how do you mean?
I tell you my side, and what then?
Sometimes it helps just to talk.
Hey, what will happen if I'm found guilty?
Well, that's not for me to say.
Would they send me to prison?
Well, that rather depends
on... I'll be dead.
Now, Johnny...
If they send me back here, I'll kill myself.
Johnny, there's always hope.
If I say that I'm guilty...
You must tell the
if
truth.
If I say that I'm guilty, would they let me go free?
Just tell the truth.
Yeah, I've tried that.
Look, I want you to make me a promise.
You tell that Miss Forbes to keep my wife Mary away from here.
Whatever happens...
Will you do what I ask?
Promise me that you won't do anything foolish.
Will you keep Mary away?
Very well, Johnny. I'll pass on your request.
Thank you.
And I'll drop by again tomorrow.
Mrs. Flaherty?
You're working late, aren't you, miss?
I was passing. Thought I'd drop by and see how the Sullivans were getting along.
The Sullivans have gone.
What do you mean, gone?
They've moved on.
But where?
It's safe for yourself. Truck and trailer. Lock, stock and barren.
But I was taking Mary to Liverpool to see Johnny.
Ah, you'll have to find her first.
Why did she leave?
Sheila.
That's how things are, miss. Tell me how things are, Sheila. I need to understand.
It'll be winter soon. That's a bad time for all of us here. We're hard put to it for finding food for our own kids.
Are you telling me that Mary Sullivan was driven off this site?
That's the way of it with travelling people.
But it's barbaric.
That's how we survive.
What about Mary Sullivan? What chance does she have out there on the road?
Ah, she'll make out somehow.
Where's she headed?
God knows. If it was me, I'd go south towards the sun. Maybe trade across the water.
I suppose that makes a kind of sense.
It's what I'd do.
And Mary?
I'm not sure. That's that sister of hers.
She never told me about a sister.
Up north somewhere. Maybe Scotland.
You think that she might be headed for Scotland?
I'd only guess it.
What about the trial?
Nothing that Mary said would help Johnny.
But she's a witness.
You'll have to find her first.
But what's wrong with you people?
Nothing can help Johnny now.
That's defeated.
It's the truth.
If all of you stood together for once.
We're wasting our time.
Don't you want to help?
He's been too long in that Gorgio prison. When he does get out, he'll be changed. It always happens.
Changed in what way?
They're different, miss. They think different. They live different. They even smell different.
With your help and Michael O'Leary's, I can get Johnny out of there.
Michael is long gone.
Gone where?
Who knows? Maybe across the water. I believe he has some family over in Dublin.
Maybe I should have paid him his money. What money? He said that he'd help Johnny if I gave him £50.
Michael O'Leary said that.
I had to refuse.
I never did like that man.
Sheila, if you hear that he's in England... Or if you get word of Mary Sullivan, will you give me a call?
I can't make no promises.
Take this card. It has my office number and the address.
Ah, Miss Forbes. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting.
Why can't I speak to my client?
My name is Peter Cross. I'm the chaplain here.
Yes, I remember. We spoke on the telephone.
Are you alone?
I had hoped to bring Mrs. Sullivan.
It may be as well that you didn't.
May I ask why?
Mr. Sullivan has been moved to the hospital, Miss Forbes.
Hospital? Well, has he been taken ill?
In a way, he tried to commit suicide.
When?
In the early hours of this morning.
How?
He tried to hang himself. Mercifully, the light fitting broke away from the ceiling.
Oh, he's due in court in 3 days.
Perhaps that was the reason.
Can I see him?
Yes, of course. He's not too bad. Shocked and a bit depressed, naturally. He'll have a sore throat for a few days.
I'm sorry, miss. I must have been mad.
Can you tell me why, Johnny?
It was the dreams.
What kind of dreams?
Oh, terrible dreams. About Mary and the puppies.
I plan to bring her today.
Oh,
I
no.
know. Mr. Cross told me how you felt, but I thought it would be for the best.
What? So what happened?
I'm afraid she's gone.
What do you mean? Gone where? Have the Gaffers made her move on?
No, not the police.
Then who?
I gather she decided to move on herself.
What?
She left yesterday morning at first light.
What about the puppies?
They've all gone, Johnny. I'm sorry.
But Mary can't drive.
She took the truck and the trailer.
I mean, she's not got a license.
I'm told that she might have headed north.
In winter?
Do you know where her sister lives?
No, Hannah married a guardian. They live in a house.
Do you know where?
Glasgow.
And her husband's name?
Oh, we never knew. Never wanted to know.
Because he's not a gypsy.
That's right. Anna made her choice.
And now Mary has made hers.
But she must find her.
I'm trying.
Could the police not help?
I don't think they'd be interested.
It's life and death.
She's a grown woman, Johnny. The police have better things to do than chase after runaways.
I'll die.
I doubt that.
It's happened before.
Johnny, calm down.
I've got to find Mary.
All you can do is trust me and stay calm.
I've got to get out of here. Find Mary. Count against me, miss. Will they use what happened last night against me at the trial?
I'm afraid that most people regard suicide as a kind of running away.
I was running away from this place.
Or they see it as a sign of a guilty conscience.
In my case, it's just the opposite. I just felt trapped.
I'm afraid you'll find that a great many people will want to believe the worst.
Mr. Sullivan, if you are, as you claim, so innocent of these charges, I wonder why your friends and even your own family have failed to appear to offer testimony on your behalf.
Is he saying that I'm a liar, miss?
I'm afraid that alongside the well-corroborated and well-presented prosecution case, your defence can only be described as inadequate. I therefore am forced to conclude that you were present on the night in question at Old Grove Farm. You did, along with Michael O'Leary, force an entry to the premises with the intention of removing anything of value that came to hand. And I am led to understand that the damage done to electrical and gas installations could have resulted in injury, or worse, to innocent
They're
members of the
scraping
the
bottom of the barrel, I'm afraid.
The police and the courts have a clear duty to protect law-abiding ratepayers from an itinerant population of so-called travelling people who choose to live outside the established rules of civilization. John Sullivan, I sentence you to 12 months imprisonment.
You can't do that! I'm innocent!
Johnny!
Courts, I suggest that you restrain your client.
I swear I'd go crazy.
You must hang on, Johnny.
Locked up for a whole year.
It's not that bad.
Worrying about Mary and the babies.
You did 4 weeks on remand. With remission for good behaviour, you should be out of here in 6 months, or at the outside, 7.
Them gaffers was lying, miss.
They were certainly mistaken.
Oh, they lied. Them two lads stood there and lied my life away.
It's bad policy to accuse the police of lying.
Do you believe me, miss?
Yes. But that sort of accusation is not grounds for appeal and can do more harm than good.
Appeal?
We have the right to appeal within 21 days.
Will that get me out of here?
Only if the appeal is successful.
Can we try?
I'd advise against, unless we can find fresh evidence.
Well, then we have to find Mary.
We need more than that, I'm afraid.
We must find her anyway.
I'm sure that she's quite safe.
The new baby's due any time.
Then she'll need help. A doctor, perhaps a hospital.
Oh, she may be too frightened.
She can't deliver the baby herself.
She can try.
Why would she be frightened to go to the hospital?
In case they take the other babies.
Oh, surely they...
They could take them into care.
Not if they're being looked after properly.
Well, who decides what's proper, miss? They'd do anything to get children up the road and into dodgy old schools. If they found that Mary was on her own, they'd take them for sure.
Have you ever thought about sending Jesse and Rosie to school so that they can learn to read and write?
Sure, I've thought about it many a time. It's a wonderful thing to be a scholar.
They'd go to school if they were in care and be warm and well fed.
No.
If only for the winter, Johnny, until you're free to look after them again.
Once they get their hands on a travelling family, they never let go. Mary knows that as well as I do. She'll die before she would let them take the puppies away.
The prison van is about to leave, miss.
What?
Will you find Mary for me, miss?
We're just waiting for Solomon.
Give me another minute, please.
How would I like it if we passed a law that said it was wrong to live in the house? Or to send our kids to school? Why can't we be free to do as we think best?
Don't none of you go too far away now! The stew is just about done and then we've to find some place to camp for the night. Jesse! Will you keep them little ones away from the road? Jesse! Thomas, it's the gaffers! Into the field, all of yous! Keep down and out of sight!
Come on, hide from the gaffers!
What the hell do you think you're playing at, missus?
What's it to you?
What's your name?
Mary Sullivan.
Those kids shouldn't be playing around so close to the main road.
They're in the field.
In that case, they're trespassing.
And it's against the law to light a fire this close to highway.
Oh, I've been getting complaints.
We have to stop sometime.
Not here.
Then where? The children have to be fed.
Mary, you're heading.
Why should I tell you?
We had some of you people in this lay-by last year. They stayed for the best part of 3 months.
Left the place in a right old tip.
I'll be moving on as soon as we've eaten.
You picked a bad spot.
Well, how was I to know that?
You'll have to move.
Give me 20 minutes.
Now.
10 minutes.
Sorry.
So where can we go?
Well, that's your problem.
There should be sites provided.
There are.
They're full.
Look, we're not doing any harm.
And we mean to keep it that way.
What's cooking anyway?
Will you leave it be?
Sorry, love. Orders. You get the fire out, Keith. I'll sling this mess.
That's all the grub we have left in the world.
Now you've no reason to stop here.
Leave her alone, can't you?
Clear off, love. Unless you want real trouble.
Bloody gaffer!
Oh, it's all right, Jesse.
We'll be back in 5 minutes, and I expect you to be on your way. Understood?
That's that idiot just spilled.
5 minutes.
Take a tip, missus. Move, then keep on moving. We don't want your sort around here.
Ma'am, I'm hungry.
Later, Jesse.
Don't blame us, missus. It's just a job, and like my oppo said, you picked a sensitive spot.
Haverton Police, who's calling?
Is that Sergeant Mackay?
Speaking.
This is Sally Forbes.
What can I do for you, Miss Forbes?
I'd like to talk to you, Sergeant. Is there some place we could meet?
I suppose you mean off the record.
If possible. Could I perhaps buy you a drink?
Look, miss, if it's that Sullivan...
Sergeant, please.
I'm sorry. Mrs. Sullivan left Junction 12 of her own free will.
I won't take up much of your time.
You won't take up any of my time, miss. I've no intention of becoming a part of your little crusade.
One drink, as promised.
Thank you.
It was kind of you to come.
You're a rather persuasive young lady. Cheers.
Only if I can persuade you to start looking for Mary Sullivan.
Oh, I'm sorry. So far as we're concerned, it's a case of good riddance.
Even if the family need help?
Those people are well able to help themselves.
She's pregnant. Suppose she needs medical attention.
Gypsies are natural survivors.
Then why do so few of them live to 60?
I see you've been doing your homework.
Yes.
I've read about children crushed and burned during illegal evictions. Whole families found dead at the roadside from exposure or malnutrition.
Aren't you getting a little too involved?
Sergeant, I am involved. We're all of us involved, whether we like it or not.
Oh, don't blame me, miss. I'm a tolerant man. Live and let live.
Oh, for God's sake, don't be so patronising.
What do you want me to do?
Climb down off that fence of yours, for one thing.
Unless a crime has been committed.
Sergeant, you're not even listening.
Or unless lives are at risk.
Lives are at risk. Children's lives.
Oh, no, you're being melodramatic.
Until I met John Sullivan, I'd never have given gypsies more than a passing thought.
What's so special about Sullivan?
He doesn't fit in with my preconceptions. He works hard for a living. He's independent. And whatever you might think, I believe he's honest.
I shouldn't even be listening to this.
You claim to be tolerant.
I'm neutral by profession.
You can't beat prejudice by being neutral, Sergeant. Sometimes you have to stand up and be counted.
Do you really think that family's in danger?
Yes, I do.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Then you can do something.
It wouldn't be official, mind.
We're not sure, but we think they may be going north.
I could make a few phone calls.
She has a sister in Glasgow.
But mind, not a word to any of the lads. I don't want them thinking I've gone soft in the head.
Oh, what do you want?
I'm sorry, mister.
Who the devil are you?
Water.
What do you mean, water?
The babbies need water and the tank has run dry.
What? Will you turn that road down in there? I can't hear myself, mate.
Just a bucket of water. Oh.
Did you hear what I said, woman?
I'm sorry to be a nuisance. It's the babbies, you see.
What's that thing parked out in the road there?
That's mine.
A caravan?
It's our truck and trailer.
Oh, gypsies.
Travellers.
Yeah, you've got a bloody nose.
Just passing through.
Hammering on people's doors at this time of night.
I need fresh water.
You've only just got rid of one bloody lot.
We'll move on straight away.
You bet your bloody life you will.
Just one bucket.
Yeah, well, it's raining hard enough. Stick your bucket on the roof and keep moving.
Please.
Go on, clear off. I've had warnings about you lot from the council.
It's not much to ask.
I'm telling you. No handouts, no casual jobs, no kind of encouragement. That means no water. So clear up and leave decent folk in peace.
Oh, nurse.
Me, I'm afraid. Oh, slightly.
Oh, good grief, on a night like this. But come in, come in. Have you any news of Mary?
No. That's why I'm here.
I've come by the stove and get warm.
I thought you might have heard something.
Let me take you court.
Oh, thank you.
So, how's Johnny?
He's fine, all things considered.
Yeah, that's good.
You've heard nothing about Mary or Michael O'Leary.
Nothing. Well, you'll not find them unless they want to be found.
I'd rather hope that Mary's baby...
Ah, she'll manage.
Surely not without help.
She's got Jessie. And young Rosie.
They're children.
Mary won't send for a doctor, not unless she's desperate.
You're strange people.
There's nothing strange about having a baby.
It can still be dangerous.
If anything went wrong, the first one to know would be Mary.
At least you know what to do.
She should. She's had enough practice.
Oh, Ma, he's beautiful.
And you're a good girl, Jessie.
What do I do now?
Take him to the stove. Keep him warm and wipe him all over with a flannel. You'll find hot water in the big billy.
What's his name?
We'll think of something.
He's making plenty of noise.
That's healthy. It means he has a good, strong pair of lungs.
Why don't we name him after Daddy?
Do you know something, Jessie?
It would cheer things up to have another Johnny about the place.
I think that's a lovely idea.
Can I tell the others?
When he's clean and warm.
Are you all right, Ma?
I'm fine. Just tired is all.
Perhaps Johnny will bring us luck.
I'm sure he will, Jessie. A new life is always lucky. Everybody knows that.
I'm looking for a man called O'Leary.
Who, miss?
Michael O'Leary.
I've only worked here a couple of weeks.
He's an itinerant.
A what, miss?
A traveller.
Oh, you mean a gippo?
If you like.
Oh, they're banned here.
I was told they use this pub a lot.
No, they're nothing but trouble.
You mean you won't serve gypsies?
No, not anymore.
Isn't that what they call discrimination?
Call it what you like, miss.
If they don't drink here...
Fighting all the time, pinching glasses...
Where do they drink?
No idea.
And I suppose you couldn't care less.
Well, what are you going to say wrong?
Nothing. Thanks anyway.
Are you not going to have a drink?
Not here. I'm too prejudiced.
Ooh, la-di-da.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Sullivan.
I have to have something.
The DHSS is not a charity, despite what some people might think.
I'm not asking for charity.
Do you know your social security number?
I'm not sure.
What about your husband? I take it you do have a husband. That's a lovely baby.
My husband can't.
Well, why not?
Well, if you must know, he's in prison.
I see. I'm sorry.
And I've no food for the babbies.
I'd better take down your address.
Well, we're just passing through.
Do you mean you have no fixed address?
We're travellers.
That makes things more difficult.
Well, are you saying you can't help?
No, not exactly. But there are rules.
Well, I know nothing about any rules.
How many children?
Six.
And how old is the eldest?
Jessie is nearly nine.
You're not much more than a child yourself.
I'm almost 24.
And you have six children.
We're Catholics.
Even so.
Will you please just give me some money?
What I can do is arrange for a visit from the welfare department.
What would they want to see me for?
If your children are really at risk...
You're not taking them into care.
That won't be my decision.
All we need is a bit of money.
I'll tell you what. Fill in this B1.
What's a B1?
It's this form here. It means that you're applying for an emergency payment.
I can't sign nothing.
Now just do your best. You'll find a pen on that table over there.
What does it say?
You take it to the DHSS in the city.
How do I find that?
Ask anyone. Excuse me. Could you just hold for a moment, please? It's about the best known building in Newcastle. Near the big bridge.
I won't let them take the children.
I promise you, they'll know what to do for the best.
I'm sorry.
Now wait a minute.
I'm sorry if I've been a bother.
Mrs. Sullivan, wait.
Ah, you don't need to be a mechanic to know a fine set of tools.
They're worth a fortune.
Where'd you get them?
I told you.
So you did. And does your husband know that you're selling his tools?
We have to eat.
Where's your husband now?
Does that matter?
Well, it might. You see, no tradesman ever parts with his tools. They're his livelihood.
Johnny will understand.
Is your husband in prison?
How do you know that?
Just a guess.
I've sold everything else.
Have you tried the social security?
They wanted to take the babbies.
Maybe you'll ask these.
Do you want them or not?
I don't take on, love.
How much for the tools?
Well, I'll give you 25 quid.
25?
I have a new apprentice starting tomorrow. He can use them till he gets his own kit together.
They're worth five times as much.
Tell your husband you can have them back at any time.
I don't understand.
Simple enough. Here's £25. Tell the old man his tools are quite safe.
Well, why would you do a thing like that?
I don't want you selling them to anyone else.
What's in it for you?
Do you want the money or not?
And you'll keep them safe?
Safe as houses.
You're very kind, mister.
Off you go. The sooner you get them burns wrapped around a good square meal, the better.
It's grand to see you, Paddy. But how are things back in the old country?
Oh, not too bad, Michael. Well, then again, not too good.
You mean sort of so-so?
You're right, Michael. A bit of a mixture.
I tell you, it's grand having you home again.
And that other business.
Never worry your head about that, old son.
Now, are you sure?
That's all over. Long past dead and forgotten. Oh,
it was lucky for me that you kept quiet, Michael. I owe you for that.
Have you any money?
I've a few quid put by.
Ah, well,
And let's say that you owe me a pint and we'll call it quits.
Now you're talking.
The Red Lion.
Any place you like. My throat is as dry as a parrot's cage.
And just don't forget, I'm skint, so you're buying.
Jeez, it's good to be back. What'll it be, Michael?
Oh, I'll give you as one guess.
Give us 2 points, will you? Excuse me, mate. Will you let the dogs eat the rabbit? 2 points of Guinness, and look sharp. I've a thirst that's come all the way from Dublin and is only just off the boat.
Will you take a look at that?
Well, I'll be. Michael O'Leary, large as life and twice as ugly.
Who's the little fella making all the noise?
His name's Connell.
Sure, and everybody knows Patrick.
I've never seen him before in my life.
Oh, Dublin lad.
I wonder...
What's up, Sheila?
I wonder if our friend Connell answers by any chance to the name of Paddy.
Come off it, Sheila.
Don't you try and flannel your way out of this one, Michael O'Leary.
You're talking ancient history.
Johnny Sullivan is still insane.
This is a bit unlucky.
And now it's your turn.
I know, look, I mean... You're not serious.
We've been looking for you two for weeks.
You can't blame me altogether.
We can, and we do.
What's all this about, Michael?
Will you listen to the bare innocent?
The Paddy knows nothing about what happened.
I swear to God. What did happen?
We're talking about Old Grove Farm.
Oh, that? Sure, I was there right enough. So what?
But you caught Johnny Sullivan at 12 months.
But he was never near the place.
Tell that to the gaffers.
I've not seen nothing, Michael.
Johnny's a fool to himself.
But are you saying that he's inside for what I did?
Ask your pal Michael about the money.
What money?
The Judas money he wanted before he'd helped Johnny.
I said that for a joke.
Oh, Johnny's still laughing.
Look, nothing I said would have helped.
You should still have spoke out, Michael.
Oh, and told them it was you mean.
The gaffer said they saw Johnny that night.
Oh, then they lied.
And it would have been my word against theirs.
Oh, sure, it's a terrible thing to be locked up in one of them places.
Will you try and help put things right, Paddy?
I can't make you do anything.
All you need to do is tell Johnny's solicitor the truth.
I can't stand soliciting.
This Forbes is different.
It's like asking for trouble.
You'll be asking for trouble if you refuse.
Will you do it?
Just give me a minute to think, will you?
Did you volunteer to come forward, Mr. Connell?
He wants to do what's right, miss.
I'd like to hear it from him, Mrs. Flaherty.
If I say I was there, will it help Sullivan?
So long as you're telling the truth.
Would I lie myself into a thing like this?
Then it certainly won't do any harm.
Surely they'd have to let Johnny go.
I wish it were that simple.
Surely to God.
First, I'd have to apply for permission to appeal out of time.
You need permission to ask for justice?
There is an automatic right of appeal.
Well, then?
It expires 21 days after sentencing.
When will they let Johnny go free?
Naturally, I'll apply for bail pending the appeal.
Does that mean he can come home right away?
That depends on how the police react.
So, if Michael and me both swear Johnny is innocent, they can still keep him inside?
I'm afraid that's the law.
And meantime, the gaffers will be coming after me.
Don't tell me you're getting cold feet.
He'll do what has to be done, miss.
Mr. Connell, if you think you might have a change of heart...
He'll be dead if he does.
I'd rather we didn't start something that we may not be able to finish.
Hey, you two. Over here.
Now what, Sarge?
Inspector Willis wants you both in his office right away.
You mean now?
Sooner, if possible.
Do you know what he wants?
Why don't you ask him?
Are we in trouble again? You can at least tell us that much, Sarge.
I'll buzz him that you're on your way.
Sullivan? He was all wrapped up yonks ago, sir.
Well, now he's come unwrapped.
I don't say he's done a runner.
No such luck, lad.
Well, what's up, sir?
That solicitor who was appointed by the court.
Yeah, I remember, sir.
She's applied for permission to lodge an appeal.
Surely it's a bit late in the day for that, sir. Sullivan will be out in a couple of months.
She claims to have new evidence.
What evidence, sir?
I can assure you both that it's quite compelling.
I knew she'd be trouble.
She claims that the second intruder was a chap named Connell.
Does she have any proof?
Oh, better than that, Brown. She's got Connell himself, ready and eager to testify.
Oh, sir... Those people will say anything.
I take it that by those people, you mean gypsies.
Whatever you call them, sir, they're still out to make trouble.
The man Connell is willing to incriminate himself.
Oh, that means nothing, sir.
Michael O'Leary will testify that Sullivan was not present at Old Grove Farm that night.
Can they prove where he was?
All they have to do is show that there are reasonable grounds for doubt.
Sullivan was there, sir?
Oh, yes. According to the transcripts, you both saw him inside the house.
As plain as we see you now, sir.
Could you be mistaken?
No, sir.
It was poor light. A man running away.
It was Sullivan that we saw.
Splendid. I'm delighted to hear that you're both so convincing.
So, what happens now, sir?
Well, they've asked for bail pending the appeal.
Oh, damn cheek.
Well, naturally we'll oppose it.
On what grounds, sir?
Same as before. No fixed abode.
Maybe there were three of them, sir.
Three, Turner?
At Aldgrove Farm.
Well, so far we've only heard of two.
Yeah, I reckon they're trying to pull a flanker, sir.
You mean some kind of a conspiracy?
To pervert the course of justice, yes, sir.
A third man, eh?
What do you reckon, Bill?
It's possible.
Nothing else makes sense.
Well, despite your third man, I'm afraid the right to appeal will be granted.
I don't think we have a thing to worry about, sir.
Oh, I agree. Provided, of course, this solicitor can't persuade the judge that you're both lying. That could be very worrying indeed.
We don't know exactly where she is, but she's been sighted.
Whereabouts?
Newcastle upon Tyne.
So she did head north?
She tried to get help from Social Security.
Oh, fat chance.
When she called at the DHSS, Mary was holding a baby.
Then thank God for that. You say they tried to help.
We're not sure what happened. She took fright and ran off.
You mean she's lost again?
She's not been seen since.
So, what happens now?
I've had a chat with Sergeant Mackay.
Will he help?
Mary's headed for Mackay's home patch. He's been in touch with a few friends.
You mean Gaffers?
Yes. They'll be keeping an eye out for Mary and the children.
Will you listen to it, Jock?
Yeah, it's the wind and rain together. It's what does the damage.
This patrol's a waste of time.
Why do you say that?
Any self-respecting villain will be safely tucked up in bed with a hot drink and a hot woman.
One-track mind, old son. Don't forget the boozers are still open.
And empty on a night like this.
Yeah, maybe. But I'd say no to a nice mug of cocoa and...
Hey,
what's the matter?
Back up a bit.
That's some kind of joke.
I saw something.
Colin, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Just back up a bit, will you? Let's take a look. It was among them trees.
A phantom coach.
I saw a light.
Well, if you think I'm getting out of this car...
It's just a quick flash.
...walk about on a night like this...
I tell you, I saw a light.
Some old badger, I expect. Crafty drag.
There it is again. Did you see?
No, I did not.
Some kind of a lamp. Maybe a torch.
Colin, we're at least 3 miles away from the nearest house.
I think there's somebody out there.
I say rubbish.
Well, let's take a look anyway.
Now hold it, hold your horses.
Are you coming or not?
I'll turn off the engine, you open the window. First we'll have a bit of a listen. I'll tell you there's nothing out there but the weather.
Shh, can't hear.
I'm staying in here.
Listen. Do you hear it, Jock?
Not a thing.
Sounds like a baby.
Oh, maybe some wee animal.
I tell you, there's a bairn out there.
Not sure, and I'm rabby bound.
Come on, let's go.
You'll need the torch.
Do you see anything, Jock?
No, not a thing.
Come on, let's get back inside. Listen. It's coming from that direction.
Aye.
Over there, see?
Here.
That's a damn thing that tucked in against that hedge.
What on earth? Some kind of a shelter, I think.
It looks more like old bin bags.
Come on, let's take a look.
Is there anyone in there?
For God's sake, Colin.
We're police officers.
This looks like an entrance.
Jeez.
Hey, Colin, take a look at this.
Tell how many?
We can tell if they're alive or dead.
Well, let's get inside and take a closer look.
Who's in charge here? Are you people all right?
Will you leave us in peace?
You call this place peaceful?
You're the oldest one here, Mrs.
Can't you see that the children are sleeping?
We're here to help.
You can't sleep out here on a night like this.
It's near freezing already.
You're under 6 foot of snow by the morning.
You can't make us move on again.
Are you travellers?
We have to sleep sometime.
What's your name, then?
What's that to you?
Joe, do you remember that signal?
What signal?
From Andy McKay down south.
What was the name again?
Sullivan.
Are you Mrs. Sullivan by any chance?
We're doing nobody any harm.
We had a call about you, love.
When did you last eat?
Get out to the car, Joe. Yeah? Tell him to send an ambulance.
Yeah, I will, cool.
We were told to watch out for a trail on a truck.
I sold the trailer to buy food.
You sold your home?
It was that was stuff.
How long ago?
About a week, I think. I forget.
Whereabouts?
Just out of Newcastle.
And it's taken you a week to get this far.
We can't move fast with the little ones.
It's a miracle they're still alive to move at all. Come on, let's get the bairns into the car.
Why can't you leave us alone?
The car has a good heater. Here, I'll take the baby and you wait the others. We'll have you safe and warm in no time.
We heard counsel for the prosecution saying that he was instructed to help the court, but in fact maintaining that Sullivan was properly convicted. This court thinks that this attitude on the part of the prosecution was utterly wrong. And we think that a proper attitude on the part of those responsible for the prosecution should have been anxiety that this matter be put right. Mistakes in the administration of justice are, alas, inevitable from time to time. But in the very name of justice, every effort must be made to cut short any human suffering brought about by such a mistake. Instead, we heard new testimony regarding the sudden existence of a supposed third man at the scene of the original crime. Michael O'Leary and Mr. Patrick Connell insist that there never was such a person. This court accepts their evidence. It is clear that far from seeking to right a great wrong, every effort has been made in this case to perpetuate the error that led to Sullivan's conviction in the first place. This court is quite satisfied that this conviction was, to say the least, unsafe and unsatisfactory. This man ought to be released immediately.
How does it feel to be free again?
It's hard to describe, miss. It's like coming alive all over again. Coming alive in a world that's altogether different.
It's the same old world. Worse luck.
It's not the world that's changed, Mary. It's me.
But there was always room for improvement.
The system may seem slow at times, but it does work.
It's more than slow, miss. Could have been too damn late altogether. Them and their third man. Them two lads was ready to swear my life away a second time.
They were both young.
But how could they do that? Lie and lie and go on lying.
Do you hate the police, Johnny?
Hate's a bad word.
It was the gaffers that found Mary and the babbies.
And they couldn't have been kinder, Johnny.
Sure, what good does hate do anyway?
So what do you feel?
A bit sad for them, I suppose.
You feel sorry for them?
And those boys will have me and me family on their conscience for the rest of their lives.
Talking of family, where are the children?
I've talked up with mine in the back room of our trailer.
Must be quite a houseful.
15 of them all together, lying head to toe like sardines and tomato.
Is your husband not back?
He's staying south for the winter.
Andrew's nobody's fool.
We'll join him as soon as the weather breaks.
What about you, Johnny?
We'll not be going nowhere.
Did he tell you what I got for the truck and trailer, miss?
They gave her a lousy 50 quid.
It was worth more.
1,000 of anybody's money.
Can you buy a replacement?
What do we use for money?
Johnny can't work. Not properly, miss. I sold all of his tools.
We can try for some compensation.
You mean from the government?
We've a good chance.
I don't want our conscience money.
As a matter of fact, I've put in the claim already.
All we want is to be left in peace.
You'll find that pride comes expensive.
It's not pride.
There are people, you know, like that judge, for instance, who'd like to put things right. Make up to you and to Mary for what happened.
There's no way they can do that.
But they'd like to try. Money's all they have to offer.
I'm sure you know best, miss.
It's funny. If I blame anyone, I blame myself.
Blame yourself for what?
I should have learned to read and write. None of this would have happened if I'd been a scholar.
Dear Home Secretary,
I have been asked to approach you for compensation from Mr. John Sullivan. My client is a working man who was deprived of his liberty for over 6 months as a result of a wrongful conviction. Despite a confession signed by the actual wrongdoer, my client was even refused bail pending the hearing of his appeal. While he was in custody, my client not only suffered the loss of his liberty, but he was very much upset by the hardship endured by his family. When this matter came before the Court of Appeal, the prosecution was severely censured for the attitude it had taken. To put it bluntly, the treatment of this man has been scandalous. I trust you will now intervene personally to ensure that something is done to right the wrong done to him and his family.
John Sullivan, would you mind what you're about with all that smoke?
A man has a right to earn a living, Sheila Flaherty.
And a woman has the right to breathe clean air in her own trailer. But now will you look who's here? Yeah. Hello, Johnny.
How are you, miss?
Relieved to find you're still here.
It's been a few weeks.
Is Mary around?
I'll away and fetch her.
Thanks, Sheila.
I thought maybe you'd forgotten us, miss.
These things take time. I thought I might take you and Mary for a small celebration.
Huh? And just what do we have to celebrate?
£750.
That's their offer?
It's less than I would have earned in 6 months.
It might be enough for a new trailer, Johnny.
Are you still living in that dugout?
Well, it's not so bad.
He means not bad for a hole in the ground.
What do you think we should do, miss?
You said that your old trailer was worth more than £1,000.
Yes.
Johnny, we must think of the children.
How are they all?
Jessie and Rosie.
We talked the whole thing over.
Last month they both started in at the school down the road.
But that's wonderful.
We thought it best.
It's still a brave decision.
It's not their fault they was born gypsies. And there's no telling what a person might do once he becomes a scholar.
What if they want to give up the road? Live in a house?
Their lives. They have a right to choose. What do you really think, miss? Should we take the money?
Oh, I'm a solicitor. We're never satisfied.
But once you get your tools back, Johnny, and some decent transport.
Hey, what's going on over there?
It's a new trailer. You mean for us? For me and Johnny. Paddy Connell's cousin's given up the road for good and all.
We can't afford...
Wait, Johnny. It's got furniture, pots and pans, even a television.
And a fancy price tag, I'd bet.
But we'll all help.
Well, what the devil do you mean, help?
Every family on the site has chipped in a bit, Johnny. What? It's all agreed.
Oh, now, just a minute.
The children are inside already, waiting with a welcome.
Miss Forbes, did you know about this?
Well...
Was that the reason you took us out of the way to the pub just now?
Well, you look inside, Johnny.
No, it's not right, Sheila. I feel obligated.
Oh, Johnny.
I can't take money from our friends.
Well, I don't see why not. If it's theirs to give and this is what they want to do...
It was all Paddy Connell's idea. Him and Michael O'Leary are back down from the north.
Then where are they? I'd like a word.
And what the hell's all this?
That's your tools, you great idiot.
What does it look like?
And what are you two doing with my tools?
Mary told us the whole story.
Gave us the address and everything.
We went up north for the planting, made a few quid.
The man said you could have the tools back, Johnny. He said any time.
Provided I gave him his 25 quid.
That's right.
Well, we thought we'd save you the trouble of fetching them yourself.
As we was up there already, you see.
So, now I owe the pair of you 25 quid. Is that right?
Oh, if you like.
Oh, that's up to you, Johnny.
What's 25 quid among friends?
It's kind of you, Johnny, but I should be getting home.
Oh, will you not stay for the Cayley?
I'd only be in the way.
After all you've done.
I must go.
Hard to believe.
Good things often are.
It's like a whole new beginning.
Better. This time around you'll know just who your real friends are.
We'll not forget you, miss.
Goodbye, Johnny.
In Just a Gypsy by Ian Cullen, Sean Barrett played the part of Johnny, Caroline Gruber was Sally, and Bernadette O'Brien, Mary. Catherine Herbert was Sheila, Terry Malloy, Mike, and Richard Derrington, Paddy. Roger Hume was Sergeant Mackay, Kim Durham, Constable Turner, and Robert Warner, Constable Brown. Edwin Richfield played the part of the Reverend Cross, Joan Walker was the official at the DHSS, and Emma Grinsell, Jessie. Other parts are played by John Dixon, David Vann, and members of the cast. Just a Gypsy was directed at our Pebble Mill Studios by Peter Windows.